Today is Veterans Day. Federal, state, and county offices are closed. Post offices are closed, and there will be no regular mail delivery. Columbus Metropolitan Libraries will be open today. Veterans Day is a day to honor all Americans who've served in the United States Armed Forces. There'll be a Veterans Day celebration and resource fair today from noon to 3 at John McIntyre Library in Zanesville. Officials say veterans will be there to share their stories. At 1:30, patrons will be able to explore the resource fair featuring support services from organizations dedicated to veterans' needs. All are welcome to come and support our veterans. Gehenna will have a brick dedication and ceremony today at 11 o'clock at the Gehenna Veterans Memorial at 73 West Johnstown Road. Dublin will celebrate today from 11 to 1 at the Dublin Veterans Park. The National Veterans Memorial and Museum will also have this celebration at 11 o'clock. And OSU and U.S. Navy veteran Ted Carter will be the keynote speaker. I'm Ron Jordan reporting. Vernon Police Department has received a $5,000 donation from the Dan Emmett Club to go toward the purchase of an additional patrol canine. The Dan Emmett Club was founded in Mount Vernon in 1956. The Ohio State Patrol's 174th Academy class graduated Friday after 30 weeks of intense training. Fairfield County Court of Common Pleas Judge David Trimmer administered the oath of office to the 40 members of the class. Peterson Chasma of Reynoldsburg graduated as a state trooper and has been assigned to the Granville post of OSP. ODOT expects the 7th Street exit ramp in Zanesville to close to traffic today. The 7th Street ramp will not close until after the 5th Street ramp is reopened. ODOT says Route 60 South is now open to through traffic. The project reconstructed 60 between Duncan Falls and the Muskingum-Moran County line. Next year, crews will complete work on that area, which includes paving. A lot of construction, so be safe. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.